This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The owner of a new venue in Cleveland has a vision for creating a vibrant live music scene downtown. For this week's Shuffle, I explain why Stella's Music Club believes it can anchor a rock and roll corridor. Come together! It's hard to notice Stella's Music Club on East 9th Street, especially this time of year. The music venue is in an area of downtown that sees little to no foot traffic when the Indians aren't playing across the street at Progressive Field. But that's exactly how owner Mike Zweig wants it.
What we really want are the people that are coming to listen to live music. We want it to be a little off the beaten path.
Zweig has been an investment banker for 30 years. He splits his time between Cleveland and New York City. Zweig is also a musician. In 2014, his high school band Disconnected reunited. They recorded an album and toured. And that's when Zweig decided it was time to open his own venue back home.
What I recognized after playing a lot of the local clubs here is that there was a real gap between what the experience was playing on the coast versus the experience playing here.
Stella's has opened in a vacant space attached to the Brickstone Bar, which is only open during baseball season. Zweig modeled the venue after popular clubs in New York and Los Angeles, like Whiskey A Go-Go. He built a stage with seating areas and installed a state-of-the-art sound system. He also made it a plug-and-play venue, so bands don't have to bring their own amps, drums, and other equipment. And Zweig says he also has valet service for musicians when they arrive.
Now, maybe other clubs don't do it, and that's a mistake, and I got to hire two stage managers for that purpose, but I don't care. Because they feel like a rock star. And you know what happens? They put the best set they've ever played in Cleveland on my stage.
In addition to putting bands on stage, Stella's is also signing them. Zweig has started Stella's Records in partnership with Superior Sound Studio just a few blocks away. That's where multi-platinum album producer Jim Wirt has been working. Wirt, who's friends with Zweig, has produced over 17 million records sold, including big names like Fiona Apple and Incubus.
6 years ago, the bottom just dropped out of the whole L.A. scene. There was no bands recording. There was nothing going on. And trying to get a band to come out there, and it was going to cost you anywhere from $500 to $700 a day for studio time. And how can I pay myself if I have to spend that on a studio? So Cleveland had, you know, these studios that nobody was really using, and they have cheap rent because they're in these big old warehouses.
Wirt will be able to see firsthand the artist Zweig is signing. He has his own booth at Stella's, marked with his name.
We're going to see some bands here that we want to put on his label, and then we'll record them at the studio, and you know, it'll be this whole kind of like, okay, now we got a club, and we have a studio, and we have a label. A good way to get a band going, up and running or something, you know. I think about you. I wish I had you all the
time. Oh, yeah. The first band signed to Stella's Records is the New York-based pop-rock trio, The Birds in the Boneyard. They met Zweig by chance and invited him to a show. Now, singer Mikey Condleone says the band calls Cleveland its second home.
It's like a dream, you know? It's got like a huge potential to be a legitimate venue. We think it could be just as big as like one of the bigger New York venues where touring bands come in, play here, and this is the go-to spot for that, I think.
So far, Stella's has had about 100 shows since its soft opening last August. The acts are everything from up-and-coming national touring rock bands to local folk and indie artists. There's already plans for Stella's to completely take over the Brickstone Bar next door. And Zweig says he has his sights set even higher.
Us being the anchor of what would become Rock and Roll Way, meaning changing the name of East 9th Street, taking Wilbur's across the street, and you know Wild Eagle down the street, and having a lot of clubs pop up along this for live music, and making East 9th Street and Prospect the corridor for live music in Cleveland.
Zweig says his big dream is to have that corridor extend all the way down 9th to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Don't go anywhere. The fun has just begun here at Stella!
I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.